Hello and welcome to the first Game Nexus podcast. I am Inufay, and joining me is Game Master 14.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm sure it is. At least I hope it is. All right, so this is our first one of these. It might not be the greatest ever, but hell, we're gonna give it a shot, and maybe it gets better, and we'll get some good stuff that you can't get from any of these other guys that are out there right now.
A lot of the other guys didn't start out too good, and they eventually got better. I mean, like, what do you call it? OXM is up to 61 podcasts now, and they're pretty good at this point.
Yeah, if you go back and you listen to some of the first podcasts for some of these guys, they're not that great. Like, I went back and listened to GameSpot's first one and the CAGcast first one. And, you know, they're not the greatest. I mean, they only last, like, 15, 20 minutes. I mean, they don't have that much content. So hopefully we can be able to talk your ear off for a little bit longer than 15 minutes. Maybe like 16 and a half or something. We're going to have our section called What We've Been Playing. Basically, this past week, I got Vanguard off Amazon, and I've been getting into this game. Basically, if you didn't know anything about Vanguard, it's made by Sigil Games, which has a bunch of the old EverQuest developers on it. The game is a lot like EverQuest. It has a lot of grinding to it.
Grinding?
Yeah, grinding. Like, I'm going through and I'm killing 1,200 level 1 scorpions to get to level 2.
Okay, so you mean, like, boring level-ups by killing very weak characters.
Yeah, that's been going on a lot lately with this. I've played probably... X-Viruses, I've played like 5 hours, and I'm only at level 4 or something. So it's taking a long time even in the early levels, and I hate to see what it's going to be like in longer levels to level up. Today, I just bought Pokemon Diamond. Yes, I know. It's the secret Pokemon fetish that every man has inside, that they just have to get their game on with Pikachu. And no... Pikachu.
That just doesn't sound right.
You know, Pikachu is my friend, and I have a stuffed Pikachu, actually, from when I was younger.
He's your best friend in the world you must defend?
Yeah, because I must be the very best.
Like no one ever was.
Alright, so I've got Pokemon Diamond today. I took a lunch at work and went over and got it, and basically...
Did anybody make fun of you at work?
No, I didn't tell anyone at work that I was going to buy Pokemon and GameStop during my lunch. I told them I was going to McDonald's, which is right across the street from GameStop.
Did you end up going to McDonald's? Or you
yes,
just, like,
no, I really
Pokemon
did.
I hugged it and ran.
No, I hugged Pokemon, then I was like, I love you, and I kissed it and put it in the trunk of my car, and then I walked over to McDonald's because what the hell's the sense in driving a block? So, yeah, I got that. I've probably played it about close to 4 hours since I've got it. It's good. It's got this. It's the same formula that if you've played in the other games. It's got some of the... It's brought back some of the stuff they left out from new ones. It's got the day-night cycle back again. It's got the female-male thing. I'm hoping I can breed them and make Pokemon babies. But the best part of this game is the random names that you can give all your Pokemon. Right now, I've got one, I've called him, I've got a bird, his name's Harvey Birdman. I've got my main character, I named him Jesus Juice.
Jesus Juice.
I've got one called, Go Power Ranger, so when he comes out, it says, Go, Go Power Rangers. I've got a couple others, I can't think of the name of it. I know I named my main guy Dongle, because Dongle's just one of the gayest words I've ever heard in the English language.
Yeah, it's like the Game Shark dongle you get with your PlayStation 2. Look at it and go, this is a dongle.
Yeah, I know. So, and I named my best friend Penis. So, it's pretty funny because some of the pre-scripted things with Penis in it sound really funny. Because I was playing earlier and I remember some guy said something about how Penis tore off and ran away or something. Really, it was just hilarious the way you can put these in.
How are the graphics in that game?
Basically, it's actually a 3D world now, but they scrunch it down and use a top view so it still looks 2D, but actually using a 3D world, if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure no one's really going to listen to this to tell me that I'm wrong, but if...
What do the battles look like?
Battles still have they redrew the sprites, they look great. Basically, you get new animations for a lot of the attacks. I mean, the battles, the game, the graphics look good. I mean, it's like a really polished Game Boy Advance game. It doesn't push the DS limits in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't really use the touchscreen functionalities a lot so far.
Any usage at all?
Yeah, it does use it. Like, I am using it a lot to, like, select my attacks, because I find it's a lot easier to, like, just tap on the touchscreen than it is for me to, like, you know, hit it with my buttons with my thumb, because I'm just that lazy.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a little easier that way. You can't really run around drawing with the stylus like you can in some games. It's not much else I've noticed. I mean, there's no, like, weird touchscreen stuff to catch a Pokemon. It's not, like, draw balls on this Pokemon and you can catch them with your Pokeball. Or something great, but there's the number of sexual innuendos I can go on about.
I don't want to hear much more about your Pokeball.
Okay, I don't think a lot of people want to hear about my Pokeball.
You playing anything else?
I've been playing World of Warcraft again. Really,
of course.
Yeah, I really want to get up to 60 so I can get into this damn Burning Crusade content. The only thing I've really done with Burning Crusade is looked at some Blood Elves, made a Blood Elf. It's only like level 8. Right now I'm at like level 37 with my warlock and things are just going slow and I'm still going on stupid ass gay fetch quests all the time. Can't really find anyone to want to go into Nomergon or Scarlet Monastery with me. If anyone out there plays WoW, you know what I'm talking about. There are instances and dungeons that you can go on for higher level raid kind of things. So what have you been playing, Game Master?
Well, of course, first of all, on my PSP, I've been playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories, which I'm, like, nearly two-thirds done of it. Really good game if you like your GTA.
So one of the things I remember about playing GTA was the great soundtracks and how cool some of the music was, and they get really good licensed music. Does this have any good licensed music in it?
It's got some, like, really old 80s stuff if you're really into that, but usually I listen to the talk radio stations because they're just so funny and, like, random and shit.
Yeah, there's still that same kind of satirical parody that all the other Grand Theft Autos kind of had in it.
Yeah, it's definitely got some of that. And, of course, characters from Vice City Return, like Lance Vance is in it. His brother Vince is the one who you actually play as. And I know a lot of people who got, like, outraged by playing, what was that, San Andreas with the black guy in it. Yeah, he's a black guy, but it's not like he blacks up the whole game or anything.
Yeah, San Andreas, I don't know, maybe if it was me, or if I was getting tired of the Grand Theft Auto formula, and I just felt San Andreas was so huge, it took me forever to get anywhere. But, I played about 10 hours of San Andreas and just gave up after completely beating, Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City. I couldn't find it in me to play any more, Grand Theft Auto after that. So that's why I haven't played Liberty City or Vice City Stories yet on the PSP.
Well, other than Vice City Stories on the PSP, I've been playing a little bit of The Shivering Isles for Oblivion on the PC off and on, a little bit.
So
it's kind of similar to Morrowind, a little bit different. You know, it's kind of like that weird, colorful backgrounds that are not so real like the lush forests in Oblivion normally would be.
Yeah, I hear the game's kind of really psychological, like you're in the mind of some crazed king or something that's going on. I mean, I haven't played it because obviously I've not even completed anywhere near the amount of Oblivion that I should have.
Well, of course, I completed the full main quest, a lot of the side quests, all the guilds and everything. Basically, you're what's in the realm of madness. The guy, he's not like really evil or anything, he's just kind of like crazy, really. And they send you off on various tasks, and you meet different characters like the Golden Saints, the Dark Sorceress, and everything like that. Really cool type of deal. Madness, dementia.
Yeah, so I hear, it sounds a lot more more fantasy-based than the hyper-realism that Oblivion was trying to go for. I mean, Oblivion wasn't the most realist thing, but it was a lot more real than Morrowind was.
Yeah, the environments definitely are more fantasy. The quest, you know, it's basically the same RPG fare. Do this, go here, do that, but it's fun. And of course, most recently, I got a good deal on Neverwinter Nights 2 on eBay. I got it for like $20 when it's still $50 in the store, and I've been playing that for the last couple days. I think I logged over 7 hours already in 2 days, and that's a lot for me because, you know, I work full-time.
Yeah, I mean, you work full-time, and I only work part-time right now, but I'm hauled in about 25, 30 hours a week, and I'm going to two schools at the moment. So hopefully one of these schools is going to stop pretty soon, and I'm going to be able to get some more game time in.
Well, back to Neverwinter Nights. It's the sequel to the original Neverwinter Nights, which most people consider to be one of the best Dungeons & Dragons video game ever made, because basically the game bases all the hit percentages and everything on the D&D and the dice rolls and everything. Like, you'll look at the weapon, it'll say, how much hit does this take? You'll look at it, it won't say, like, 50 damage or 1 damage or 3 damage. It'll say, like, 1d6, which means 1 six-sided dice. So it'll basically calculate that based on the dice roll.
Yeah, because, see, I bought the game back at Best Buy during Black Friday. Really, because I stood outside with a family member of mine, and we waited about 4 hours to get the this monitor that I have, and I also bought that in Battlefield 2142 for like $20 a piece back when they were brand new games. So Black Friday's awesome, and I wish we had Black Friday every Friday, but I'd probably be broke if we did.
Oh yeah, and you said you got the DVD version, whereas I got the CD version of this game, which took me about an hour to install and fully update, because I got to the full 1.05 update on that, because it was like 90 megabytes and it took a while just to install.
Yeah, speaking of updates, I remember when I launched Vanguard, it takes about 20 minutes to verify all 20 gigs of files that are in that game. Yes, you heard me right. It takes 20 gigabytes of space to install this game. I don't know if it's that huge or if it's just full of crap that makes it 20 gigs big. It has to verify, and that takes like 20 minutes, and then it has to download over 500 megs of updates, which took me another hour and a half. So, and the install took about an hour. So it took me like 2.5 hours before I could ever actually get into this game.
Okay, well, that's basically all I'm playing right now.
Yeah, I also tried out the new Xbox Live Arcade games that came out this week. We had Gyrus, which is an old arcade shooter, and we got 3D Mini Golf Adventures. Not too excited about the 3D Golf Mini Adventures. I really want to go play mini golf. I just go outside and dig a hole and get a golf ball.
Inufay homebrew mini golf.
I know. We need movies of Inufay homebrew video of golf, and it would be pretty good.
Look for that on YouTube in the future.
Considering my past experiences with golf balls, where I'd stand on my front lawn and I'd take a baseball bat and see how far I could hit them, or how hard I could hit my friend that was pitching the golf ball to me.
Oh, so you're not hitting it on the floor, he's just throwing it at you.
No, he's throwing it at me, and I'm hitting the golf ball with a metal bat. So I hit the neighbor's house one time, which is about a quarter mile away from my house. So
awesome.
I really hit this thing good. It hit the neighbor's house, smashed on her window. She came out, looked like she was going to have a shotgun and put a cap in my ass. But, yeah, I'm still living through that.
What happened?
I turned and hauled ass back into my house. Me and
Did you ever have to, like, pay for it or anything?
And it never broke the window.
Oh, it didn't break it.
It didn't break, though. It just hit it. I guess she had, like, plexiglass-reinforced windows or something. Maybe she thought the zombie apocalypse was coming sooner than I plan on it coming.
Awesome.
All right, so that's really all I've been playing. What's coming out this week? Basically, big one I've already got that's come out this week is Pokemon Diamond.
Yeah, we know. You talked for, like, 20 minutes about how you and Pikachu are, like, getting married next week.
You coming to the ceremony?
No, not really.
But I wasn't going to get married. I was thinking about Jigglypuff.
Is that, like, your new name for, your dog?
No. We don't need... My dog doesn't have a jiggly butt. Alright, game called...
You actually looked.
No, because my dog's downstairs. Lord of the Rings Online, Shadows of Angmar. I did the open beta test of this, and it's basically a WoW ripoff with Lord of the Rings characters put into it. It plays exactly like World of Warcraft.
Might I ask, what is Angmar? I've seen all three movies, never really got into the mythology much.
No clue what Angmar is. Maybe it's like a big fat dude, and he's so fat he has a massive shadow or something.
I see they're finally releasing Fear on the PS3 for some unknown reason.
Maybe so the PS3 owners can be like, yeah, I can play like a year and a half old PC game and a 360 game that came out 6 months ago.
Anything supposed to be unique in it?
No. Not using any six axes from what I know.
Suck asses.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have a suck asses rumble soon, because they need that.
The DualShock 3.
DualShock 3, yes. The Red Star is finally coming out. I remember playing this on a PSM demo disc probably when the PS2, close to when the PS2 first came out. And they said this game was going to come out, and then it got canceled, then released in Europe. Then the Xbox version got canceled for the States, and they said this is coming out, and then it didn't. So here we are, 4 years later, getting a really generic four-person action game, kind of like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, kind of that game style. I mean, it's $20. The demo, from what I remember, the demo was kind of cool, but that was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, so gameplay's changed a lot since then. I have no idea. Maybe $20, I mean, can't ask for that much. Alright, classic action, Devilish. Pinball game. Oh boy, I got pinball on Windows. Why the hell would I care about a pinball game on my DS? Made Man. Based on the world of organized crime, the game will cast you in the role of Jilly Varol as he rises to the ranks of the Mafia. You want to play a good mob game? Go play The Godfather. A lot better mob game than this game will probably be.
Although some people also said that PC game Mafia is pretty decent as
yes,
well.
Yes, I have played that game. That game is a good. That is a good mob game. But if you want the Godfather is more of an open-ended experience than the Mafia game really is.
Would you recommend that on the 360?
Yes, get the 360 version. Or if you have a PS3, get the PS3 version. Or if you're into the whole Waggle scene, get your Waggle on with the Wii, because the Wii version is out too.
I hear the PS3 version, even though it's, what, the Don's edition or something dumb like that, it doesn't really add much at all, it just adds some...
It adds, like, a couple extra side quests, and it adds some, like, six-axis masturbating, shaking action going on.
Now, is there any reason why they're putting Rayman Raving Rabbids on the Xbox 360?
Because it's going to use the Vision Cam.
Oh, really? Awesome.
It's going to use the vision.
I could actually use that thing for something other than stupid totem ball.
Yeah, and talking to me, and doing dumb stuff on it.
Dumb
and
stuff.
And playing Uno, and falling asleep, and then everyone saying that you look like you're dead.
and then the doofy guy was playing for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and the doofy guy played for me.
Doofy, not Dewey.
I said Doofy. I didn't say Dewey. Oh, we get the best game. I definitely got this up for PSP. The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift. As long as I can play as Bama Boy in that movie, I'll be perfectly happy. If I can do the really bad acting, it'll be even better.
I hear the Tokyo Drift version is just a port of the earlier Fast and the Furious game, which was horrible
man,
and nobody liked
man,
it.
Man, that you know what? You just ruined my dream. I was hoping I was actually going to get to go to Tokyo and, man, and see a little Bow Wow and, man. Oh, I'm sorry, Bow Wow.
Who cares about him? He's just a weird little dog kid.
Dog kid. I wish I was a dog kid. Alright, so basically, for this week, if you want some good RPG action, you got Pokemon. If you're into MMOs and you're tired of World of Warcraft, go try Lord of the Rings, because you're going to get the same game again. But it'll have
Gandalf
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, well, Gandalf is also... Gandalf is not quite as cool as Aragorn was. If you have a Vision Cam and want some more action going on, get some Rayman. Basically, other than that...
Definitely good to see more use of that Vision Cam. More developers should do that. Hear that, developers. Listen to this podcast. Use the damn Vision Cam. We bought it. We're not using
exactly.
it.
Exactly. We need to use this stupid thing. I mean, we bought it, and now, you know what? We're looking at each other saying, what the fuck are we doing with this thing?
Microsoft, listen, make Xbox Vision play.
Exactly.
Nintendo did it. Sony did it. There you go. Do it.
Right. We also need...
$20.
Yes. Exactly. And we also need, like, a workout simulator. Because I've...
Your self-fitness 360 version.
Yes. I know. I have the iToy Kinetic.
iToy Kinetic.
I own that game.
Or how about if Itagaki put in a mode in Dead or Alive 5 where you could facial map?
Oh, yeah. I would so facial map my face onto, like, a chick with huge tits. because it would be one of the funniest things you've ever seen in your life.
You'd facial map your face onto Bass's ass.
Dude, that would be awesome. If I could do, like, one face on each cheek, be even better. All right, now move on to some news that we find kind of interesting. Did you see this? Halo's doing a partnership with Pepsi, and they're going to create a Halo-branded Mountain Dew.
What flavor is that supposed to be?
It's supposed to be, like, a cherry kind. It's supposed to be a cherry kind. If I can find the... yes, it's a red-hued, citrus cherry-flavored Mountain Dew. It sounds a lot like Code Red, which I don't really mind, because Code Red is an awesome drink anyways.
Code Red's okay. I just think it tastes too much like a melted cherry icy.
I like cherry icies.
They're only good when they're iced. They're not good after they're melted. It's kind of like disgusting soda that lost its fizz and still kind of tastes fizzy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Also, they're going to call this new Dew Game Fuel, which kind of sounds gay because I'm thinking of Game Fuel. I'm thinking of more food, not Mountain Dew.
They're not going to call it Master Chef Barry?
That would be an awesome name. You should take that to the patent office right now, or trademark place. Where the hell are you going to take that to get some money off of it? Because if they called it Master Chef Barry... No, that could be like the fruitcake, the Halo fruitcake they come out with. When they have like Halo 6.
Yeah, we commonly insult Master Chief by calling him Master Chef, because he's like the most generic game character ever made. It's like... Master Chief, there's enemies. I need a weapon.
He's like, give me a weapon. And then the end of Halo 2, because we all know how good that was, he kind of just sat there and he's like, this fight isn't over. And then it was end of the game. And you're like, what the hell was this? This was one of the easiest freaking bosses. Did you ever play that game, Game Master?
No, I never bothered with Halo 2. I thought Halo 1 was such an atrocity to gaming that... it wasn't worth my time to play the sequel.
Yes, I know of your despisal for Halo. My despisal for Halo isn't quite as great as a great level. I personally hold Halo 1 to be a better game than Halo 2.
I just thought Halo 1 felt generic, plain and simple, because I played a ton of PC shooters, and it just didn't feel like it did anything that no other game hasn't done before.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was one of the best console shooters, because if console first-person shooters never really worked before.
GoldenEye.
Yeah, besides GoldenEye, but if you go back and if you go back and try to play GoldenEye in Perfect Dark nowadays, the control just feels so archaic.
I like Perfect Dark. I play that every once in a while. It's still fun.
Yeah, I still play with my friends. We do like go over to my buddy's house and we'll play a 4-player split screen. But on Perfect Dark, I don't know if what's up, but it just feels like the frame rate is so slow. Like, it doesn't feel fast-paced.
You're just too used to HD gaming anymore.
That's probably what it is. And some games don't really hold the test of time very well. Or some games do hold the test of time. So, next thing we found, Xbox Live finally came with another backwards compatibility update.
How long has it been now?
Oh, I think the last one was about three months ago. And so,
gotta be more than that.
Yeah, I think it was a little more than that, because when that last update came out, I went out and bought... Oh, no, we started playing Dead or Alive Ultimate again. I think that last update came out around January or February.
Yeah, it was either the beginning of this year or the end of last year, and it's been so many months, and everyone was asking... They're not doing these updates regular anymore. What's going on?
Okay, so in the official list, we have Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Well, you kind of want to name games that you actually care about,
okay.
Games that are actually good that you'd actually play.
I would play Avatar: The Last Airbender because he's on Nickelodeon. And you know what else is on Nickelodeon?
SpongeBob.
Blue's Clues.
All right.
And that's all we have to say. Breakdown, I know you always tell me I need to play that game, and it's a pretty good game.
Breakdown is awesome. Basically, I think that game like brings the whole first-person idea to a next level. Basically, what happens there is almost everything is first-person, aside from a couple of, like cutscenes when you see your dude running and stuff. It's like he eats a hamburger in first-person, he throws up in first-person, he even drinks the life-giving soda in first-person. Funny thing with that is, like, when he grabs the soda, he'll hold it around in his hand and, like, move his hand around for a while, like Ryu did in Shenmue when he grabs something. You have to press the button to get him to actually drink it. Same thing with everything else, including the ammo clips and the ration thing that kind of looks like a white eraser.
Yeah, so it sounds like, did you ever play the game Fear on PC and 360?
Not really. I played a little bit of the demo on 360.
That game is all in first person also. Pretty much the whole thing is in first person. All the action sequences are in first person. Like, you'll run and you'll jump out a window, and you'll just see yourself, you'll just see, like, your arms moving and your gun moving with you, and, like, you'll just jump out and you'll look back and you'll fire and you'll see your legs and you'll just see your gun. Like, you won't see, like, what you actually look like.
First-person backflips and jump kicks and breakdown are just so, like, disorientating at first.
That sounds pretty disorientating. Other stuff on this, Call of Duty 3, which I'm kind of surprised, considering they'd probably want to try to milk some more sales out of the 360 version, which, Dai Senkaru 7, Modern Military Tactics. Have you played this?
What the hell is that game?
I don't know, but the title alone has me intrigued enough to want to go find it.
Probably some weird Japanese game that only, like, nerds in the study hall would play.
But, it was released in the U.S. because I have seen it in game stores before.
One that I was really surprised about was Street Fighter Anniversary Collection.
Yes, I actually went out and bought this the day I saw it because it has Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, which I absolutely love that game, and I played it a lot on my Dreamcast.
The thing that made me surprised about this is they have that Hyper Fighting Street Fighter 2 on the arcade, and they're going to come out with that Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo game, which is going to be completely redrawn.
No, did I show you they leaked screens of what those HD sprites are going to look like and what the redraws are going to look like? They actually look really, really good.
I'm just surprised they'd even put that on there because they want everyone to buy this game, not play their old game.
Well, I think maybe after almost close to a year of that game being out, they probably made their money back on it by now, Capcom has. What I really wonder is if, like, the developers have any say of what they want to go backwards compatible, or if Microsoft just has a team and sits around and goes, okay, what's going to be easiest, what can we cram into the next update as fast as we can?
And, of course, the game that a lot of Sega fans are happy about is Panzer Dragoon Orta.
Yeah, I bought this game and beat it back on the original Xbox, which I thought I bought it. I didn't know anything about the Panzer Dragoon saga. I just saw the commercial when I was probably like 13, probably 14 years old, and thought it looked awesome and went out and bought it, and that's it. And
the funny thing is I recently bought a copy of that game in eBay in the used bin for like $7, I think. And I was surprised to see her, oh, wow, it's working. I was thinking, no, that game's never going to be on there. Another one that was a good surprise is Jet Set Radio Future.
But the funny thing about Jet Set Radio Future is if you have the combo disc with Sega GT,
that's what I have.
That won't work. You have to have the standalone Jet Set Radio Future for it to
work.
Which,
of course, we're all just hoping they patch that next update, because who wants to go out to buy it, even if it only is, like, $5?
Yeah, exactly. Another thing I'm also happy to see is Mercenaries, which I have a sealed copy I got from a Kmart sale for, like, $5, and I haven't even started it yet, which I'd like to play that game, because I've heard really good things about it.
Yeah, I want to fully play that game before the sequel comes out, because I hear the sequel's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and did you hear that, what is it, the game is fictional, it takes place in Venezuela, and supposedly some people in the Venezuelan government are writing a petition to Bono to get him to stop this game from coming out, because it portrays Venezuela in a bad way.
Wait, what the hell's Bono gonna do?
Supposedly Bono, who's publishing this? Whoever publishes Mercenaries 2, Bono sits on, like, some of their boards or something, because he owns part of that company. So they figure if we write to Bono, maybe he'll do something. But I think Bono just wants to stay the starving children.
Yeah.
Also, some more stuff on this list to point out I think is kind of cool. Guilty Gear Asuka, which is a Japanese-only release. But I think if they're getting Guilty Gear Asuka get running, what the hell, Microsoft? Get Guilty Gear X2.
Wait, I thought you said Asuka came out in the USA, that you saw it in your game store the other day.
No, Asuka did not come out in my games. Does not come out in the US. I only found one eBay auction, and I don't even know if 360 backwards compatibility is region-free, which it's probably not.
It's not, because I tried my PAL version of Dead or Alive 3, and it said, we won't use this version, this region of the game on here. You better put your USA one in there.
Yeah, see, that's just kind of stupid to me. Another thing I'm kind of happy to see is Phantom Dust, which was a really cool game put out by Majesco towards the end of Xbox One's life. Did you play this game, Game Master?
I played it a little bit, but I never really got into it much, and I'll be happy to get into it on the 360 now.
When I had Xbox Live, I beat the whole entire game, and I played a good bit online. For $20 when I bought it brand new, I thought it was one of the best games I've ever bought for $20 brand new. It's great. If you don't have it and you have a 360, pick it up. You won't regret it.
Even if you have an Xbox One, you could pick it up so you can play with us online.
Yeah, exactly, because we need more people. We're going to try to bring some people back into these old games, because these old games are awesome. Also, some other things to point out that I am going to pick up here soon. King of Fighters NeoWave and King of Fighters 2002 and 2003. Basically, King of Fighters NeoWave is a remake of, or an enhanced edition of, King of Fighters 2002.
They just poorly ripped the sprites out and gave it 3D backgrounds, that's all.
Yeah, basically, but I'll probably get them since I love fighting games and I kind of would get anyone. And the last game on here that is pretty good that needs to be mentioned is the
Unreal Championship 2.
Yes, which...
Did you say Unchamp 2?
No, I said Unreal Championship 2.
I thought you were like calling it by some sort of weird funky nickname or something, Unchamp 2.
Yeah. UC2 TLC. Oh god, I just said TLC. That just reminds me of that really bad 90s hip-hop group.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Oh god.
Please stick to the lakes and the streams that you're used to.
Please, let's not even start today. Okay.
How about we talk about now some games that we'd like to see put on the list?
Okay, things I'd like to see put on the list. This is gonna sound stupid, but I have a copy of the Nightmare Before Christmas game, and I just want to play it.
That got released on the Xbox?
Sure did. I got a copy for $3 at Kmart.
You and your Kmart.
Hey, my Kmart, you know what? I might feel a little dirty when I go in there, but it's good. I like it. Other things I want to see is the other two Prince of Persia games released. The first one is backwards compatible, so they all run on the same engine, so I don't see how it can be that difficult to get the other two ones running. A big one I really want to see is Capcom vs. SNK2 EO, which is a great online fighting game. And lastly, I want to see Matrix Path of Neo game, because I still have that and I haven't played it yet because I don't feel like getting my huge lug of a box out and hooking it up.
Okay, some games that I actually want to see, of course, King of Fighters Maximum Impact Maniacs would be awesome, because that's the 3D version. I don't know if you played that much.
No, I've never played the 3D King of Fighters games.
It actually works pretty well. Some people are totally opposed to it, but I like it. Another game is that RPG game from Japan called Sudeki.
Oh, yes, Sudeki. I started playing that on the original Xbox and never really got into it too much.
Same here.
So, I'm hoping for that. What are some games on the original Xbox that are backwards compatible and you plan on playing or picking up that are already backwards compatible?
Definitely something like maybe even Brute Force. You ever hear that game?
Yes, I bought Brute Force back in the day when it was supposed to be the Halo killer. It wasn't the greatest. It was alright game. It's not really that great. I thought it was decent. I mean, I would rate it as a little above mediocre. Did you play it much?
I played it a little. I definitely want to pick up those King of Fighters games and that Street Fighter Anniversary Collection.
Yes, so then we can play these online, and we can, because the lag in the Street Fighter 2 Xbox Live Arcade game is so horrendous that the game becomes almost unplayable.
Plus, it doesn't have Cammy, and you know how bad I feel about Street Fighter games that don't have Cammy.
I know. That's probably why you don't like Third Strike, because there's no Cammy in Third Strike.
I never really said I don't like it. It just doesn't feel much like Street Fighter, because there's, like, only a few characters from the previous games.
Yeah, but there's, like, all I think there's always back is Chun-Li, Ryu, Ken, and Akuma.
Akuma. He's like the strong Ryu.
Yeah, he's like...
That's like retarded.
Yeah, he's all like... Hoo.
He's like, huh, yaw.
Alright, a game I'm going to... I own, but I haven't played yet, and I've heard great things, is Indigo Prophecy.
Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit?
That's what they call it on the PC, I think.
I didn't know that. I mean...
Or was it in the UK? I'm not sure.
I think it might have been in the UK, because I know it came out on the PC also, and I thought it was still Indigo Prophecy. But, yeah.
The USA version was Indigo Prophecy. I think you're right, it is the UK. They call it Fahrenheit for some unknown reason.
Yeah.
Indigo.
I picked that up at Kmart for $3 or $4 this winter. If I go back and I find a copy for you, Game Master, then I will pick one up and send it out to you.
There you go.
Another game I know that my comic book nerd side is coming out is the Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction. Because I hear that is the best superhero game ever made.
Okay, well, that's enough about backwards-compatible games. What's next?
Alright, did you ever play any of the Katamari games?
I played Katamari Damacy for the original PlayStation 2 system.
Alright, well, they just finally confirmed Beautiful Katamari for the PlayStation 3 and 360. Nothing about the rumored Wii version that we've been hearing a lot about. I just don't see how the game could work on the Wii. Because you really do need two analog sticks for the game to work right. Because I know they made a PSP version, but without analog control, it just doesn't feel right. Because for the PSP version to roll the ball around, you use the directional pad and the triangle square, that area right there, as the other kind of movement to move the prints and the ball around at the same time, and it really doesn't work too well. You really do need two analog sticks for this game to fully work. So, I mean, if you've never played those games, I mean, they're great. I mean, you can get them for, I think they're brand new. Katamari was $20, and I think Me and My Katamari was $30, which Me and My Katamari is just kind of bigger, and it's got two player in it, which something the first game didn't have. We're finally hearing some more things about Silent Hill. Did you ever get big into the Silent Hill series?
Never really got into it. Would like to, though.
Okay, yeah. So, supposedly, the Akira Yamaoka is the Silent Hill composer and the director of the Silent Hill 4 game. It says Silent Hill 5 is going to go back and be like Silent Hill 2, which, if you ask me, was the best Silent Hill game.
Aren't they making another film based on Silent Hill?
Yes.
Even though most people said the one that they made was really bad.
Well, I think the people that didn't play the games thought the movie was good. The people that played the games thought the movie was an atrocious piece of flaming shit. Because it makes the movie tries to tie the game in absolutely nonsense ways. Like, you just see these, like, it never really explains to you, but, like, the city just goes nuts and, like, goes all darkness and evil at random times. And, like, Pyramid Head comes out of nowhere.
Like?
And he comes out of nowhere and just starts chasing these two girls. And you're like, okay, can you explain to me where he's coming from? Because he just shows up out of thin air.
I'm looking for a little girl. She has brown hair, and her name is Cheryl.
So supposedly Silent Hill 5 is going to be like Silent Hill 2, which is good news, but they haven't...
You ever think people thought that Harry Mason might be a pedophile when he keeps on asking about her?
Yeah, he could be.
Especially when he asked the aliens in that one ending my friend once showed me.
You've heard of Silent Hill Origins, which is the remake of the first game for... No, it's not a remake, I'm sorry. It's a sequel game set in the Silent Hill universe. It's supposed to be a prequel to everything that happens before all the main Silent Hill games. Basically, the game was shown off last year, and it wasn't really good. It was just kind of slow and sluggish, but Konami moved it over, and a new studio is now developing it. The name of the studio escapes me. I can't think of who's doing it now, but supposedly it's back, and it's a lot more action-oriented, and the game is looking a lot better now. But, it's looking a lot better. It's getting promise. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it because I want some more good PSP experiences. I just feel PSP is a great platform, and no one has really done much for it lately except Suicide. hey, look, we can just shove PS2 ports on here and people will actually buy this shit.
A lot of them are actually halfway decent.
Some of the PS2 ports aren't bad, but I think we need more original content on the PSP.
Yeah, like that one game I was telling you about at one point, Kingdom of Paradise. That was a really cool game.
Yes.
It's like an action RPG, kind of a mix between Shenmue and cool action fighting system. You know, less of the going around asking people where sailors are and more of the actual nice hack and slash type deal.
Also another good franchise on the PSP, I thought.
Want to play Lucky Hit?
You know, no. I just need some damn sailors.
How about trying Lucky Hit?
No. Sailors.
Where do sailors hang out? I want to find some sailors.
We need sailors.
Okay, you were saying?
Alright. Silent Hill is coming to PSP. Awesome. I want more Silent Hill. I never have enough Silent Hill. Except for Silent Hill 4. We don't want any more shit like that, because that game just sucked.
The Room.
Yeah, you're basically chained to your room, and it's kind of like, I'm getting out through my toilet, because there's a hole in your toilet, and that's how you get out, and the world's all fucked up.
Is it like the toilet world?
I think so. I think the game should be designed as, like, a simulator to show little kids that you don't go climbing into the toilet, because this is what's on the other side.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd totally play that game if it was.
I would, too. I really hope. Something I just looked at that I find hilarious is that Snoop Dogg was supposed to make a charity appearance for UNICEF. Why the fuck Snoop Dogg is making an appearance for UNICEF? It makes absolutely no sense to me. But he pulled out and he delayed going and doing this UNICEF thing because they didn't have an Xbox 360 in his room. They only had an Xbox, which I find to be hilarious that he's not a PlayStation 2 guy.
Huge favor for all future reference, never say the words, he pulled out.
You know what? I will say, Snoop Dogg's probably pulled out more times than you thought he has.
Never really thought much on the subject, honestly.
Don't lie. Alright, so, what are you excited about, Game Master, that's coming out?
Good question.
Like, and between now and, like, the end of the summer, let's not go into fall, because if we start going into fall, we could spend, like, 4 or 5 hours talking about games.
Well, of course, there's Blue Dragon.
It looks good to me. The cartoon that's coming along with it, not so much, but the game looks good.
And of course, Virtual Fighter 5 comes on the Xbox 360.
Thank God, so I don't have to buy a PS3. I'm pretty sure Sega's going to be lazy and not give us any online, but...
Funny side story there. The game hardly takes up a DVD 5, so all you PlayStation 3 fans, your Blu-ray disc is empty on that one. It's got all dummy files.
Which, I've seen they've done a lot of. I don't see any game that has gone past 9 gigabytes yet on a Blu-ray disc.
What's that resistance? How much is that
like
without any
7
dummies?
Gigabytes, I think.
Yeah, so there's one person who once said, oh, the resistance game image is like 17 gigs, but they didn't realize it's all like dummy files.
Dummy files, if you guys don't know, are the files that they use to push the data out to the edges of the disk. So the disk...
They're basically empty files full of like zero
exactly.
bytes.
Exactly. They
stuff.
Push it out to the... So it pushes the data to the end of the disk, the size of the disk, so the Blu-ray drive will read the disk faster, basically. So you have shorter load times.
That was a technique used on the PlayStation 2 quite a bit.
Forza 2. I know you're not big on racing games, but if there's any racing game to be excited about this year, it is Forza 2. This game looks outstanding. It's running at 60 frames a second. It's got 2x anti-aliasing. The game looks outstanding. Did you ever play the first Forza, Game Master? I thought
I
always liked Forza more than I did Gran Turismo. Just because the Forza for Xbox had online, which is something Gran Turismo only got in... Gran Turismo 4 got in Japan, but we never got it here.
Never really played much of the Gran Turismo, really.
After playing both of them for probably more than 50 hours apiece, I have to say Forza's the better one. I remember in Forza, there'd be 400 different levels, 400 different layers that you could put on your car to customize your car to make it look different. Now they've increased that to 4,000 different layers that you can customize your car with.
I don't know why, but I really don't care much for the car customization thing. I just want a good car, and I just want to play the damn game. I don't want to spend hours and hours tweaking and upgrading and
That's what you might think, but they're having this... I don't know if you heard that, but they have an auction system inside where all your own user-generated content you can put up for sale in an auction house, and using the in-game money that you earn, people will bid on it and buy it. So if you want to get the good cars and stuff to help your to help your career out, and you really don't want to do the races, if you just want to buy more stuff and get more cars for online, I guess technically you could just make your cars and you could just sell your stuff online and make the money. Do it that way, which I think is really cool, because I think we'll see some cool custom cars online to look at, because I think it would be pretty cool. Yeah, the game's supposed to have over, I think it's over like 450 cars, which is a pretty good bit. I mean, that's more cars than you really need for a racing game, which is great. It's got some good cars in it. Game looks awesome. I'm picking it up day one. I don't think Game Master is going to, but I'll definitely pick it up day one, and I will have my impressions of that game when it comes out.
Maybe if they release a demo is coming.
It's supposed to be coming out very soon for the game.
Yeah, that's one thing I like when developers do. Release a demo way before the game comes out, so like us people who are kind of like on the fence for the whole thing will have something to try. Not like the Dead or Alive 4 demo that came out like 5 months later.
Another trend I don't like is when developers release demos for like games that aren't really going to... They're going to sell regardless. Like, they released a demo for Shrek the Third. No offense, but I'm not going to buy Shrek the Third, but there are going to be a legion of small, tiny children that will want this Shrek the Third game, and will get it, because it's movie cash-in. So I don't think they need to release a demo for that game. Coming up, that might be... Oh, and finally, I will be buying a Wii when the Resident Evil 4 Wii version comes out. I don't know if you're probably not going to, Game Master, but I'm going to pick up a Wii this summer.
Oh, and another one I'm going to pick up when it does eventually come out is the Resident Evil 4 PC version, which, from what I see on EB Games and GameStop, is going to only be $20.
Which, yes, will be a good deal, and I will buy because... I am a Resident Evil 4 whore, and I must own every version of Resident Evil 4 that comes out.
And of course, they're patching that for the lighting, and rumor has it they're going to put a mouse patch on there, but there is an unofficial one right now if you need that so bad.
Which, from what I've heard, the game does not play that well or look that well in it, but the pre-patch state. The patch just came out now that adds lighting, and the game looks a lot better, because Resident Evil 4 without the lighting just takes away from a lot of the ambiance and the scenery that happens in the game. And without it, it just doesn't feel the same at all. Okay, I was thinking of starting, if we can actually get a listener base of more than, like, you know, 4 people. Having... everyone who listens to this, you need to go to the... Game Nexus forms, which, and sign up and start posting, because they're getting a little barren with just me and Game Master hanging out over there all the time.
Well, since this is the perfect place to put in, let's put a simple plug for the Game Nexus, which is the website that I personally started. The address currently is GameNexus, one word, .my-place.us.
Exactly. Go there, people. Go there and read around. We haven't put many new reviews up. We are working on some reviews, and we're working on some new sections in the site, which are going to be good. I promise.
Yeah, actually, I had started the game way back in, like, 2002, just really as a side project. This was really before I even got Inufay into this whole thing. Eventually, we started just running with this, and we're just really trying to make it a place where you can get cool content that, like, nobody else has.
And some of our kind of dry humor that occurs most of the time. Also, a thing, if we can get more people, I really want to try this, a Game Nexus game night. Or, like, we can get a whole bunch of people on live, or we can get a whole bunch of people on, like, the computer, and just play a cool game.
Yeah, but if we could just have, like, half a dozen people,
yes,
excluding you and
awesome.
Me, of
like,
course.
Like, if we could get an 8-player cool. game full of people who listen to the Game Nexus on Gears of War, I would like it. I mean, that would be fun. Or if we could, I mean, maybe if we get enough listeners, we could have, like, a Dead or Alive tournament, and maybe the winner could get a prize, some prize that we've got laying around. They could get
Kmart games.
That sounds like a great idea to me. I mean, you won't know what game it is, and you know what? If you get it and you don't have that system, I'm sorry, go trade it in, because you know what? You didn't pay shit for it in the first place, so you can probably go get like 75 cents at EB for it. Or you could get these M&Ms that have been sitting up here for like 4 years.
Anyface personal M&Ms that he will sign.
I will sign what
for you.
Shreds of M&M you can possibly eat. I don't think you can eat these.
You do still have the wrapper, don't
they're
you?
They're sitting in the dispenser.
Are they stuck in the desk themselves, and like you have to kind of pry them out?
Oh god, they're all loose. They're like wood chips. They're like M&M wood chips that have been sitting in there for like 5 years. So, yes. Alright, so hopefully we can get some damn lists. If we can, we just need to get an install base. Get this install base, we good. Basically, I think that's going to sum it up for this week. Hopefully we can try to get another one out next Sunday night, or whenever we get time early. I'd like to try to do these, like, probably once a week. I mean, they don't have to be that long.
Yeah, I'd say a good spot to aim for would be, like, midweek, Wednesday or something would be a good day to post these.
I think
gives us plenty of editing time, because we're recording this, like, on Sunday, and you're probably only going to hear this by maybe Wednesday.
That's going to be true, yeah. Yes, we still have to get the... Yeah, so we've had a pain in the ass trying to get this...
Yeah, let's go into this now. In you phase quest to
exactly.
get podcast go
so
ahead.
So, first of all, I know we needed Skype, and I know we needed Audacity. GPD told me that. If you don't know, GPD is the head of CAG, the CAG community, and the host of the CAGcast, which is one of the podcasts that has inspired me to start our own dumbass podcast. And so, basically...
Okay, go on.
I knew we needed these two programs. I started up Skype, and I thought, oh, maybe I can just record straight from Skype. So I found there was this program called Pamela Call Recorder, which was... I mean, it sounds so gay, first of all. Yeah, they should just call
Pamela
it, like, Pamela
Anderson
Recorder, like Big Tits Recorder or something. I'm looking around, this Pamela program costs $20, and, you know, I'm broke because I just buy too many damn games all the time. And, so I'm not spending $20 to do this. So I'm looking around, and I'm looking for these other programs that might do it, and I can't find jack shit. You know, so I finally think...
And of course, I told you there that our main aim for the Game Nexus.
Yeah, exactly.
Is to keep it
we're not
going to
spend
no
any money on this unless you know we come in dire need, or like we actually get enough people, enough traffic to the site that we could like get ads and make money. Then we could pay for.
Or actually, enough unique users a month that it would justify actually
exactly.
getting a
Other
professional
than that, well,
host.
I'm not going to have any host. So,
okay, we'll
so
go
then,
on with your,
finally,
your story of sorts here.
Finally, I'm thinking, I was, and then, I was talking to you on Skype, and I was just like, what the fuck? And then you were like, well, can't you just record in Audacity? And I was like, what? What are you talking? What is this nonsense? So finally figured out you can record in Audacity, but we were trying to record both voices at one time, which doesn't really work. You have to do two unique voices, one on each side, and then finally copy them in together.
Yeah, basically what would happen is we would change the thing, and then I wouldn't hear you, and I'd just hear myself echoing back at me, and it'd be weird.
Or like you sound like you're in a hole, and I was always like, why the fuck do you sound like you're in a goddamn hole?
Oh, remember what our original idea for a podcast was way back when?
Oh, God, that would have been horrible.
Because
like the sound quality is so bad on Xbox Live.
Plus, it just would have been hard.
Yeah, I know. It
would have
been really difficult. So finally, I talked to Cheapy again, and he said, you know, you got to do this in Audacity. So he did that, and voila, finally. But I think it is just such a pain in the ass to get these things running, I think someone needs to make a good freeware program. Programmers, listen up if you're out there and you're listening to us. Make a good freeware program that will automatically record calls and then between two people and make it easy to edit afterwards so we don't have to go through this trouble of Audacity and Skype all the time. Make it freeware, too, because no one likes to pay for stuff. All right, well, I think that about wraps it up for this week.
Any closing remarks?
I think
remarks?
I need to go pet my Pikachu over here. He's looking a little lonely.
Poor Pikachu.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny that I don't even have a Pikachu yet in this game. Oh, and
can you get one?
Anyone who has, that's listening, that has a, I'm going to make a thread on the Game Nexus forums about Pokemon Diamond and the friend codes. Anyone that has it, post up on there. Post up your friend code. We can try to get some more friends here because I was actually enough of a nerd to buy the DS headset so I can talk to people.
We're also going to make a topic for the Xbox
yes,
Live
that too.
Gamer
and we're going
as well.
To try to do the Game Nexus game night probably on Friday nights if we get it going. Friday nights are pretty good for me because I normally don't have work and I don't have any school, anything to do, really.
Yeah, usually the best bet is like after 11 o'clock Eastern, which would be good for most of our listeners.
Yes, 11 Eastern is great for me because that's a good time. So, that's about it. I'm Inyufe from bumfucked Egypt in Virginia beside a bunch of cows.
And this is Game Master 14 coming from you up at the East Coast in
Pennsylvania.